Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to end this week about the workplace reviewing an article and some information that was presented in an article from NBC News entitled "The Concept of the Weekend is Dying." And of course, this one really caught our attention because it's talking about some of the things we've been talking about all week, right. And that is the tendency, our tendency to become hyper-focused and over-focused on work. We're not taking time off to rejuvenate, to recharge ourselves, and it's increasing stress and it's increasing criticism incivility in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that some.
Yes, this is a worrisome trend. It permeates, I think, all vocations, yeah. All jobs, mm-hmm. Everything from university teaching to office work.
Yeah.
That we are simply gradually relinquishing the 48 hours that we used to hold dear. That mm-hmm. this was time off for us to do things other than work, and we're gradually mm-hmm. Letting go of that.
Yeah.
And filling more of the work week with work.
Yeah.
And extending the work week into the weekend.
Yeah.
I think it's a troublesome trend.
Yes. Yes.
And it goes.
I like where they start. It starts off. The article starts off talking about May 1st, 1886. I was going to make a joke.
You don't have to, because my grandfathers were part of that.
Yeah.
Not in Chicago.
Yeah.
But they were part of this effort.
Mm-hmm. Called the Great Refusal.
The Great Refusal. And it was essentially a strike.
Right.
30,000 workers mm-hmm. in Chicago. These were the early days of the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And there were millions of immigrants,
mm-hmm.
Mainly from Europe, coming into the United States. And they would do whatever jobs they had to do
right.
in order to survive here.
Right.
And business owners knew that, and they took advantage of it.
Right.
And so these people were working 12-hour shifts, six mm-hmm. and 7 days a week, sometimes living right. at the factory or near
right.
the factory.
Yeah.
And if you go through some of these towns, coal towns in West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
steel towns in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Indiana, you can see these neighborhoods that were close to the factories,
right.
so that people were right there.
They were built to be close so that they could just be at work all the time.
Yeah, within walking distance, mm-hmm. and you could get there in a hurry. And workers began to say, to demand a shorter work week so
right.
that they could have more time with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And this led to actual pitched battles
right.
between the business owners
mm-hmm.
and the police force
yeah.
and the workers.
Right.
And people were killed.
Yeah.
There were actually gunfights and gun
yeah.
battles. These were common in Pittsburgh. I grew up near Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And these battles were common in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just part of, we knew growing up that people had been killed because workers had gone out on strike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The saddest part of this Chicago story is that eight of the protesters
mm-hmm.
were arrested
yeah.
and convicted of murder.
Yeah,
and one of them was hanged himself in prison, and four mm. were executed publicly.
Yeah.
No police were charged. The business mm-hmm. owners weren't charged.
Yeah.
They never were. But yeah. the Carnegie Corporation, mm-hmm. what eventually became U.S. Steel, they dealt with the strikers very harshly,
yeah.
and many of them were killed by either the private guards that the companies hired or by the police. So
yeah.
These rights came at a very high price.
Right.
And as a product of that, I always shudder when people say we have to do away with unions.
Yeah.
I struggle with that whole
yeah.
idea because a lot of people lost their lives
right.
to fight for these rights. And
yeah.
we're giving them away willingly now.
Right.
And I'm not sure that we should do that.
Right, yeah. And the idea of what I found very interesting is sort of the review of the
invention of the weekend, if
right.
you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it wasn't always there. Uh-huh. And it wasn't created altruistically.
No.
You know, Henry Ford
right.
started, and it was, I don't know that I would necessarily say reluctantly,
right.
but he saw this as a way to, you know, keep workers happy
right.
and keep them hired and, mm-hmm. and keep them working
right.
so they're not striking. And so he said, okay, here's what we'll do.
Right.
Let's work 5 days and we'll take 2 days off.
But he also raised the minimum wage.
Right.
I think to $5 a day or
yeah.
something. Why did he do that? He wanted them to buy the cars that they were building.
Right.
He wanted his workers to have enough money to buy the cars that they were building.
Yeah.
And he also knew that if we gave people time off on the weekends, that they would be out shopping and buying the things that they
mm-hmm.
needed.
Yeah.
So it would keep the economy moving.
Right.
So no, it wasn't out of altruism.
Right.
They took it
mm-hmm.
through losing their lives. I mean, a lot
right.
of people lost their lives. So they took it from the owners. But when the owners gave it to them, they gave it to them for practical, financial,
right.
economic reasons.
Right.
You know.
And as you said, the concern is that we are now giving much of that away voluntarily.
We're giving
because
it back.
Of our consistent engagement and you know, involuntary willingness
mm-hmm.
to, and I say involuntary because I think that a lot of times we do it without even thinking that this is what we're doing.
We do it. Because the ethic that has worked its way into the psyche is that if you're not willing to work on weekends,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really
right.
you're not really invested
right.
in the company, and or that you're lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you only
mm-hmm.
want to work 40 or 45 hours a week, so
yeah.
you're really not a team player. You're really
yeah.
kind of lazy, and we're looking for people who are
yeah.
who are really aggressive
yeah.
and assertive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. We need to think about, you know, as we talked about in yesterday's podcast, what does this mean for us? What does
right.
it mean that we're giving up our weekend? What is it doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that happens when people work 45, 50, 60,
mm-hmm.
so many hours a week
right.
is that we think, we go into it with the perspective that, well, I'm going to get more done.
Right.
If I, mm-hmm. I'm going to be more productive if I work more hours.
That's right.
Well, the research is really showing that that's not correct.
That's not. There is a diminishing return.
Mm-hmm.
That after a certain point, the extra hours don't translate
right.
into increased productivity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's. I don't know that I would say it's counterintuitive that it doesn't. But
just assume that if I spend more time, we'll get more done. May not be the case.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is, A, we become more stressed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that earlier this week. We become more stressed, and when we're more stressed, we can't focus, we can't concentrate, we can't problem solve as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired, and so we become less productive simply because of those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that we become more irritable, more cranky, more agitated, because the more stressed we are, the more emotional we become, and the more emotional we are, the less productive we can
right.
be, because
mm-hmm.
now we're... many times we find ourselves battling instead of engaging. We're battling over issues
right.
and finding confrontations and conflicts
mm-hmm.
instead of finding solutions to problems.
Right.
So, and then maybe the third reason that this is that it's problematic to work more hours is the toll that it takes on our motivation.
Right.
We're not recharging.
No.
Mm-hmm. Our emotional, physical even,
right.
Batteries to the point that we can be motivated and driven and
right.
You know, in a position where we can do the work that we want to do.
That's right. Work wears you down. I mean, if you're really working hard every day,
mm-hmm.
I think most of us probably do, it does wear you down and,
yeah.
and you need to rest. You need to rest each day and you need to rest each week
yeah.
and you need to rest each month.
Yeah.
You have to give yourself time. We mentioned earlier Stephen Covey's notion
mm-hmm.
of sharpening your saw.
Yeah.
You have to give yourself time to recover.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the weekend could be, should be a, you know, we talked before, the mini vacation even. You know, if you think of it, and I use vacation sort of loosely there.
Right.
But this is a break away from work. This
mm-hmm.
is a time when You know, you should unplug, you should be disengaged from work so that you can have the other aspects of life that you want to have. And that, you know, in and of itself recharges and rejuvenates you. So let's talk a little bit then about, you know, maybe some ways that we can work on this, and we can, you know, make the time that we work more productive while at the same time keeping ourselves in a good state.
Right. Because the effects, what's happening to us now is we are perpetually on.
Right.
You know, we're just always on work mode.
Right.
And I was, another aspect of this is we talk about the global economy.
Right.
Yeah. When you talk about the global economy, one of the things that they always talk about is, well, I can get these clothes made more cheaply in India or Bangladesh or Indonesia because workers are willing to work for so much less.
Right.
Well, one of the things that we think about is that even if you're a salaried employee, you calculate your salary based on a 40-hour work week.
Right.
But if you're working 60 hours, I'm not going to do the math now, but what are you really making per hour? Because the more hours you work, the less you make per hour.
Right.
And so the insidious effect is that we're not getting, we're working for much less because we're working many more hours.
Right.
So to go from 40 hours to 60 hours, that's
a 50%
increase in time, but you're not getting a 50% increase in your salary.
Right.
Plus the stress, the added stress of being on at night and early in the morning.
Right.
And when you're on your vacations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some of the effects of being perpetually on.
Right.
We already talked about stress.
Right.
That we have an increased amount of stress in our life.
Right.
And so a strategy to help with that, as we talked about earlier this week, is, of course, you know, doing things to decrease stress. So healthy sleeping, healthy exercise, healthy eating, you know, meditation, you know, unplugging, as we've talked about many times before, and we'll continue to talk about many times ahead.
You know, the ping, the I don't know whether some phones vibrate, some pings.
Notifications.
The notifications that you have an email or something. Every one of those produces stress hormones.
Right.
It's designed to do that, and it does it very effectively. I was at a softball game, a college softball game, women's softball yesterday. And every once in a while, you'd hear a phone ring, and everybody would reach.
Right,
you know, it's like we're all going for a holster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody reaches for their phone because it's an alerting mechanism,
right?
And we all respond to it,
right?
Okay, so that creates stress,
right?
That's a stress response,
right?
Okay,
right.
And
second is, you know, because we have stress, because we have this experience, what we're finding is that we are, and it shows here that there was a, in the medical journal Lancet, we've talked about Lancet before, that the risk of stroke among employees who work 55 or more hours per week is 33% higher than those who work 35 to 40 hours a week.
That's an alarming statistic, isn't
it? So the effects of this always perpetually being on is that it does have an effect on our physical health.
That's right.
As well. And so, you know, again, staying disengaged, staying healthy. We know that some of the things that protect us, protective factors, that's the word I was looking for. Some of the protective factors for things like stroke and heart problems and all is exercise and
eating,
good
and sleeping,
and good exercise and meditation and unplugging. So hopefully we're seeing a recurring theme here, that the strategies that we use to decrease stress are things to help prevent all of the problems that we are and will be talking about that are caused by working through the weekend.
That's right. Because you're giving up all those other things. You know, we talk about, what do we always give up? We always give up the proper food, proper sleep, proper exercise.
Yeah.
That's what you're giving up when you're working. When you go beyond 40 hours, you get into the 50s, you get into the 60s, you begin to experience, you will begin to experience health problems.
Right.
Inevitably.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, we've already talked about the fact that working through the weekend actually makes us less productive.
Mm-hmm.
And we already talked about, you know, the issues related to stress and some of those issues. But what happens also is we really have a, it really has an impact on our sense of value of things. So the value of our time, the value of our time with family, the value of our time at work, those values begin to get out of sync. It begins to get, they begin to become disproportioned. And right. so that becomes a major issue for us.
That's
we're spending
right.
more time at work, less time with our family, mm-hmm. when reality is that, you know, when we're not at work, we need to be spending time, quality time with our family to really build those relationships.
Right. And it's interesting that all of the world's major religions mm-hmm. have made accommodations for downtime.
Right.
You know, and so some people, many people, anybody can argue that there's some reason for this.
Right.
You know, the Friday prayers for Islam, the Jewish Sabbath, mm-hmm. the Christian Sunday, you know, mm-hmm. was supposed to be a day of rest. I mean,
right.
there are sanctions
right.
built into most religions that say, you know, for Jews, it's sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. For Christians, it's all day Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And those were supposed to be complete.
Right.
You were just supposed to stop and unplug.
Right.
Stop doing what you're doing. Don't do your work. And just think about your life, your family, your
right.
children. And those were built in, I think, built in health mechanisms.
Right.
That somehow 4,000 years ago,
right.
people knew to do that.
Right.
Certainly all the Eastern religions, you know,
right.
Taoism and Hinduism and all of them have this built-in
right.
downtime.
Right.
Okay. It makes you, because it makes you a better person.
Yeah.
You can't just keep working and working and working
right.
and ignore these parts of
yeah.
your life without paying a price.
Right. Because it throws those the balance of values out.
That's right.
And you really have to take that time to refocus, mm-hmm. reorient, and,
right.
and recharge those batteries.
That's right.
So, you know.
And the when you talk about values, what all this amounts to, what all of this is saying is that there is value in downtime.
Mm-hmm.
There is value in moving away from work.
Right.
You know, don't think it's valueless or
mm-hmm.
no. It plays an important role.
Right.
Moving away from work plays an important role mm-hmm. in being more productive at work.
Well, and we know we've talked about this research before that when you're going to go on vacation. If you're going to go on vacation, you're going to spend 2 weeks away from work, say,
right.
which is a significant amount of time to be away from work.
Right.
What we know is that week before you leave, you are extremely productive
right.
because you're thinking, I'm not going to be able to do this work for
right.
a week. I need to get all these things done.
Right.
If every weekend, every day, you end the day thinking, I'm not going to be working anymore until tomorrow. I'm not going to be working for
right.
the next 2 days. I need to get as much done as I
get
can.
This done
it's
today.
Going to increase your productivity
right.
because you know this is the end of the work day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end of the work week. And so I have to get these things done by that time, by that day, so that then I have these next 2 days off and I start the next work day, work week.
Because we have the capacity to carry our office with us.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in my work day and I think, well, I can do this later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I may or may not get to it later.
Right.
There are many days when I leave my office thinking, I'm going to do this at home,
yeah.
only to get home and something else happens and you can't do it. So your productivity is less during the day because
mm-hmm.
you have this illusion that you're going to have
right.
more time at night. And frequently you don't.
Right.
Okay. So it's good advice. Have put an end to your work day and say,
yeah.
I have to finish everything by 6 o'clock.
Right.
That will make you more productive that
yeah.
day. It will
Absolutely.
Impel you to get everything finished that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep.
So, all right. Check out the article. It's a great article.
Yeah.
The link is in the show notes. And let us know what you think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it. But before we go, again, our reminders about Patreon.
Right.
Patreon.com/TheMentalBreakdown. It's a way that you can see what we're doing, see what we're planning
mm-hmm.
to do. And if you can and have the means to provide any support or assistance in that,
right.
it's greatly appreciated. We really appreciate any support that you can do, even if it's just writing a review on
right.
iTunes or rating us on iTunes
right.
or if you can help us out through Patreon. Any and all of that helps us so that we can, you know, get some additional assistance here to do some of the work that we're doing, so that actually the two of us can do more of right. what we want to do.
You know, we really are moving into more of an interactive mode
right.
with these podcasts. I hadn't yeah. thought about it a year ago when we started, that we just presented
yeah.
information. Now we are seeking an interaction
right.
with our audience. So that is a genuine request.
Yeah.
We really would like for this to be more interactive.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. Your criticisms. What are we doing well? What do we need to improve?
Right.
So yes, stay connected. Let us know what yeah. you're thinking. We are open to suggestions.
Right.
So
yeah, we are getting some great comments and questions
right.
through YouTube on our YouTube channel, and I try to respond to all of them. So make sure that
right.
you know, if you write to us, I do my best to respond to everything
right.
that comes in,
mm-hmm.
and you know, again,
yeah,
we want to produce more. We want to, you know.
Right.
get more out there and help out however we can. So patreon.com/themental breakdown, links in the show notes
mm-hmm.
if you can and are willing and have the means to help out in
right.
any way. But anyone, of course, if you listen to us on iTunes, you can write a review, you can hit the stars,
right.
hopefully 5 stars, and that gets the word out. It increases our visibility
right.
so more people can find us. Share us on YouTube so that your friends can subscribe. That would be groovy. Awesome.
Contribute in whatever way you can.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
love to hear from you.
That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.